This next story is about an extraordinary person who is on the verge of creating extraordinary profits online. Stephen Keegs grew up in Minnesota, trained professionally at the Juilliard School in New York City, and spent the first part of his life playing French horn in various symphony orchestras around North America. He ended up in Regina, Saskatchewan, with a symphony job and a teaching position at the local university. He thought that music would be his life's vocation. Then he took the road less traveled, and it's been a wild ride ever since. I'll let him share his story with you in his own words. In about 1988, I started wondering on a personal level if I was still happy as a musician, or if there was something else in life for me. Actually, the question was, can I do or am I capable of doing anything else in my life? While I loved music, and while many of my friends were satisfied with the level they'd achieved, I was not. I started looking at business opportunities, businesses for sale, franchises, starting my own. Tragedy gave me the push I needed. My wife and I had a premature baby who died. My parents came to visit us from Minnesota and brought us an amazing gift basket that was inside a balloon. Although still traumatized and grieving, I later researched the manufacturer of the balloon-making device and purchased the rights to market it in Western Canada. My first sale was to the floral department at Safeway for $40,000. Talk about being naive in business. I told the purchasing agent at Safeway that as soon as I received his check, I would send the equipment. He said, "You don't understand. You send us the equipment, and in 60 days, we will send you a check." Gulp. I went to the bank with our mortgage, borrowed $30,000 to pay the manufacturer, and sent the equipment to Safeway. I didn't sleep much for 60 days, but making $10,000 on the deal certainly made it worthwhile. I spent more and more time researching businesses and talking to business owners, and I finally decided the only way to know if I could make it outside the music world was to take the plunge. After being in music for close to 25 years, I took a leave of absence and we moved to Vancouver, British Columbia. There I took a job as a commissioned salesperson for a local software company, Mercedes Software, that computerized dental offices. When I started, the company had fewer than 50 clients. By the end of the year, we had 150. My first year commissions were over $80,000. What a change from the music world. About 6 months later, one of the owners wanted to sell out. I purchased half of the business and was now 50% owner and vice president of sales and marketing for a thriving software company. Over the next few years, the company flourished and totally dominated the market. We did this by offering a simple, easy-to-use program and exceptional customer service. While it was fun making lots of money and always challenging, the 18-hour days started to take their toll. I became a real workaholic, waking at 4 a.m. and sometimes not getting home until 10 p.m. After our daughter Rachel was born, I would sometimes go days without seeing her. This continued for a few years, and as you can imagine, I was starting to feel burned out and empty inside. As a musician, you are your own boss. You do it yourself, and people judge your performance. When the microphone is on, broadcasting live across the country, you can't make any excuses. I thought business was done the same way. I am sorry I never read Michael Gerber's book, E-Myth, in which he explains how to set up systems in business. It would have saved much heartache. When, in 1997, an international software company offered to buy us out, I sold my shares. I wanted a life. Things were pretty good. I spent a lot of time with my family and relaxed. However, not being someone to sit still, by the third week, I was off researching new opportunities. I invested in a couple of startups that went belly up, but I was determined to make a living from home. By this time, my fax was churning out business opportunities at a rate of 25 per day. For the next year or so, I tried dozens and dozens of different opportunities, from payphone schemes, to investments, to long-distance shipping, to no-money-down computer sales, to vitamins. The results were less than stellar. Either I couldn't sell the product or the company would go broke while owing me lots of money. By the end of this period, I had spent over $350,000. Finally, Eureka! I found the internet. Even though I had lost big in all those businesses, I figured that the internet was the ticket to instant riches. I scoured and researched and found an obvious business that I could tweak and make millions. The business was online coupons, and the site I created was SaveLikeCrazy.com. What a great name. I hired a web designer and a programmer. I spent a truckload designing, redesigning, and redesigning until finally, 3 months later, we were up and open for business. As a knowledgeable businessman, I had done my market research. I talked to my friends and family and asked them if they would download coupons from the internet before going to a restaurant. A no-brainer, right? If my friends and family give it a thumbs up, then it's a winner. Besides, this is the internet and everyone's making millions. Build it and they will come. On one day, I'm off to the local pizza joint for a sure sale, right? Internet? What are you talking about? No thanks. Next stop, Subway sandwiches. Maybe I'll call the head office. Final results of one day, 8 hours of work and one deposit check for $100. Over the next week, I came up with a revised plan, charging substantially less for a three-month trial. I also hired a commission salesperson. We actually were doing pretty well, and then my salesperson came in and said, "I think we have a competitor, and they are giving away a six-month free trial." Sure enough, a new internet company had started. It had issued an IPO and was capitalized at $10 million. Need I say it? Save like crazy bit the dust. You know how sometimes things are right under your nose and you can't see them? During this period, while I'm losing money on every scheme under the sun and working on Save Like Crazy, I'm also receiving calls from business people looking for internet marketing advice. I sat on the phone and gave advice, created plans, and suggested how they could use the internet to bring in more business. I really enjoyed helping these people. About a year ago, while whining to a good friend about how the business world stinks and how I'm losing all my money, he said, "What do you like doing?" I said, "I enjoy talking to business people about marketing on the internet." He said, "Are you good at it?" I replied, "Well, I'm not sure, but I seem to know a lot more than most people, and some of my advice has brought in excellent results." He suggested, "How about starting an internet marketing company?" My first thoughts were, "I don't know enough." But then I realized that on the internet, nobody knows enough. I started my marketing business, charging my clients $75 for an hour of marketing advice. Want to know the secrets of marketing on the internet? Give me a call. The internet is explained to you in plain English. My first client was the same friend who had suggested that I do what I enjoy doing. Dove Barron, http://www.dovebarron.com, is an international motivational speaker and one of those rare people you can always count on to tell you the truth. He also has a great story. He fell off a mountain while rock climbing and landed on his face. His site has generated lots of publicity. Dove was recently on the Sally Jesse Raphael show as a guest expert in traumatic events. At first, I simply consulted. Do this, try that. Then I formed strategic alliances with technical people. Need a person to design your website? Let me recommend the best one for you. Need a logo? I have just the right person. From these referrals, I collected a 25% fee. Not bad. One of the ongoing problems that most of my clients experienced was the inability to get an online merchant account to accept credit cards. I negotiated a lead referral arrangement with a merchant account company. As I knew this was a big issue with most netpreneurs, I put up a site to generate leads at http://www.mymoneygrows.com, from which I have earned about $3,500 in the past year. Not much money, but I don't do anything. People fill out a form on site, email it to me, and I email it to the company. I get 10 to 15 inquiries every week. How did I design this site? I don't know how to write one line of HTML code, nor do I plan on ever learning it. I simply wrote a detailed plan of exactly what I wanted to happen. Then I wrote the advertising copy, found some graphics to use, and constructed the layout in Microsoft Word. I called a local community college and hired a top student for $100. Then I hired a programmer for an additional $150 to write an affiliate tracking section. Before long, my site was up and pumping out money. One thing I learned about the software business and that I stress to all my clients is to do the planning. Take your time. If you can't see exactly what your end result is, don't start until you do. Just as great athletes are taught to visualize the outcome, and musicians need to hear the phrase before they play it, netpreneurs need to see the entire system or flow before writing one line of code. One type of marketing that I like and use in the software business is joint ventures. For example, I was contacted by a leader in an MLM company who sent me a copy of a book produced by the company. Although I was not interested in joining the group, I saw a huge potential for using the book as a lead generation tool. We did a joint venture and I created http://www.truthofmlm.com. The purpose of the site is to create leads by offering a free, limited-time download of the book. We charge each downline member $30 per year for his or her own replicated site. In exchange for access to the free download site, we ask visitors to register. Once they register, we send out 9 emails, all personalized, from the respective downline number, urging them to take action and not to miss out. I created the following advertising headline for the members to use. MLM Exposed, Learn the Shocking Truth. Free booklet tells all. One $25 e-zine ad that I ran produced over 1,200 signups for the free book in 1 week. In less than 6 months, we had over 60,000 people wanting to access the free download site. Our autoresponder system has sent out over 540,000 messages. Wow. When I think of the cost in real world, envelopes, letters, and stamps, it's amazing. While I love working from home and enjoy the flexibility, there can be a few drawbacks. My 8-year-old daughter Rachel asked me why I spend so much time on the phone and don't have a job. I explained that being on the telephone 10 hours a day and helping people on the internet was my job. I also asked her if she remembered how many dads were in the audience for her afternoon school talent show. She said, "You and one other dad." She thought about it for a moment and then said, "You know, Dad, I think I like your job." Although I'm a business person, I am, at heart, a musician and artist. I create whether the medium is a French horn, a business plan, or a website. I had a conversation years ago with the famous trumpet player Winston Marsalis. When we were discussing technique, he said, "Real technique is the ability to draw the audience into having the emotional experience you plan." Is this not what marketing is? We all get hung up thinking we need to figure out the technique, HTML, Java, CGI, Flash, whatever. Our true job as marketers is to provide our audience with a planned emotional experience and use the tools best suited to meet that end. One of my recent clients hired me to create an online hobby site featuring model ships. http://www.northernstarmall.com. The pre-planning for this site is 15 pages long and technically quite complicated. Again, I don't know how to do it, but I know what I want it to do. I know it from the owner's perspective, and I know it from the customer's wants. With the potential of 10,000 products, we created a private administration section where the owner adds his own new products and can make the necessary changes all by himself. The owner works with me on marketing and techniques to locate his target market. In the first weeks after launch, he had 100 newsletter subscribers and sold $10,000 worth of product. This is going to be a big moneymaker. I know this because the owner is focused. He has a good-sized market, and we know how to reach them. Recently, I started to search to find the perfect vehicle for a joint venture. I was looking for someone who might be interested in selling the marketing rights to a product or in forming a joint venture, with me handling the marketing end. I found a wealth of excellent opportunities, actually, too many to choose from. After much research and negotiation, I obtained the exclusive marketing rights to Kathy Graham's Fresh Start Metabolism program. Kathy Graham lost 186 pounds 13 years ago and started a business to teach others how to lose weight. She has very successfully promoted her program with seminars, talk radio, and radio infomercials. You might well ask, did she already have a website? Yes. Then why does she need me? Because she spent thousands of dollars developing a website that was producing no revenue. Kathy had a problem, and I had her solution. Her site had no focus. It was click here, click there. The result was confusion for visitors. I am very excited about this project. The new site at http://www.newfreshstart.com is laser-focused to sell her main program. A separate site, Kathy Graham's Private Members Only, is where all the goodies are hidden. This is going to be an enormous win-win situation for both of us. While I may have had difficulty getting my own online business off the ground, I have found enormous profit and satisfaction in helping other people launch their internet business. I have learned so much by consulting with other people that I've now launched another business. Check out my website. http://www.milliondollarsystems.com. I hope my story has been helpful in showing you that failure can eventually lead to success. Chapter 15, Online Stream Number 6, treasure hunting, turning junk into cash with auctions. Let's start with an article in the Wall Street Journal. It will blow your mind. Yard sales in cyberspace. Want Barbie and Ken salt shakers? Goat pictures. Just click and bid. By George Anders. After months of trying to run a variety store in this coal mining town, Wayne and Shanna Bambaka realized that their shop wasn't going to make it. They put up a closed sign and carted home the vestiges of Rocky Mountain discounts, including their most foolish purchase, 144 red Santas with tiny helicopter blades attached to their heads. The Christmas ornaments lingered in the young couple's garage for weeks. "We couldn't give them away," Mr. Bambaka recalls. "I put them in my yard one day with a sign saying free, and no one took them." Then Mr. Bambaka tried listing a helicopter Santa for auction on the internet. His initial asking price, $2.95. Late that evening, he got electronic mail from a woman at a U.S. military base in Italy, offering $8. "By the way," she asked, "were any extras available?" "I woke up my wife," Mr. Bambaka recalls. "I said, honey, I think we're on to something." That was in May 1997. Today, the Bambakas are selling 800 items a week online, putting them on pace for $600,000 of revenue this year, much of it windfall profits from customers who can't resist making sky-high bids to win an auction. Other people leave the house to work. The Bambakas simply pile inventory in their garage and then spend most days at a personal computer in their living room, running a giant yard sale in cyberspace. As Americans become spellbound by the internet, thousands of ordinary people are recasting themselves as online merchants. It's easy to see why. The internet's reach is so vast, and its ability to connect buyers and sellers is so quick, that anyone with a modem and a cluttered garage can dream of becoming a high-powered sales machine. Some 2.1 million people use the biggest online auction company, eBay Inc., and thousands more are rushing to join a similar service just launched this week by Amazon.com Inc. In cyberspace, even the weirdest listings find buyers. Pictures of goats sell. Life-size cardboard cutouts of Xena the Princess Warrior sell. Salt and pepper shakers molded to look like Barbie and Ken sell. "At first, we worried a lot about what to carry," Mr. Bambaka says. "Then we realized it didn't matter. We've got 2 million people looking at our listings. There's always someone who says, 'That's exactly what I want.'" Whether this boom will last much longer is an open question. Selling online is no refuge from bad checks, angry customers, or aggressive competition. And as the number of merchants explodes, there is a growing likelihood that the novelties and outright junk for sale will far exceed anyone's demand. What's more, many small-time internet investors are acutely dependent on steady shipments of cheap merchandise from major manufacturers and distributors. It's no great challenge to open up these suppliers' cartons and then sell items one at a time on the internet at a hefty markup. Distributors might wake up to the juicy profits being made and use the internet to sell direct to the public themselves. If so, cyberspace could become rough territory overnight for many mom-and-pop merchants. In the small towns where grassroots internet marketing is most alluring, however, no one wants to brood about such problems. "Selling online lets me compete with Walmart and Sears," says Mike Baker at Springdale, Arkansas, dealer in posters and celebrity photos. Just a year ago, he was a shift supervisor at a Levi Strauss & Company factory, about to lose his job in a plant closing. Now he works from home, selling more than 10,000 items a year online. Fueling this trend is eBay, which each day lists more than 1.8 million items for sale, ranging from antique clocks to car stereos. Users provide all the listings, stock the goods themselves, and negotiate prices among one another. eBay simply runs the web service and collects a token listing fee, plus a commission of 1.25% to 5% anytime a sale is completed. The genius of this arrangement is that users' own activity generates organic growth, letting eBay expand rapidly without having to do much of anything. A lot of people think we're this quaint, inconsequential trading service where people just buy a Furby or two for Christmas, says Steve Wesley, eBay's vice president marketing. Not so, he declares. He calls eBay the Amway Corp. or Avon Products Inc. of the 21st century, a wide-ranging sales network that draws its energy from an elite group of top sellers who live and breathe their company's way of doing things. Last autumn, eBay singled out 10,000 people, the top 0.4% of its registered participants, and dubbed them power sellers. They get personalized Christmas cards from the company. An in-house newsletter celebrates their accomplishments. Not everyone is thriving, but many retirees, stay-at-home moms, and disaffected office workers are making thousands of dollars a month on eBay, letting blue-collar America taste a little bit of internet riches. In Wyoming, the Bumbakas typify this new form of commerce. A bumpy dirt road leads to their house, where three preschool children watch cartoon shows most mornings or race outside to play on a swing set. There's no storefront sign, no corporate stationery, and no dress code. From the moment they wake, though, the Bumbakas are dead serious about their enterprise. Mrs. Bumbaka, 27 years old, is the purchasing and marketing expert. Almost every day, she flips through distributors' catalogs, looking for nifty items to sell. Victorian art prints are current favorites, especially pictures of elegant ladies and jolly children. But when a visitor tries to peek at the front cover of a catalog, she quickly pulls it away. "We can't tell you the names of our distributors," she says. "That's precious information." Once the Bumbakas decide what to carry, Mrs. Bumbaka writes short, joyful descriptions of each item to be posted on eBay. A Victorian lamp is beautiful. A koala bear print is adorable. Such headlines catch people's attention, she says. Then serious shoppers can click the listing to see a digital photo scanned in by her husband. Each week, the Bumbakas list about 2,000 items on eBay. Auctions typically last a week, letting people around the globe compete to be high bidder. Only about 40% of the goods sell on the first try, but duds usually can be remarketed at lower prices. When a listing catches fire, the Bumbakas can watch as prices soar minute by minute. At times, Mr. Bumbaka winces at how much people will pay. Cardboard cutouts of John Wayne that cost him $14, for example, often attract dozens of bids and sell for more than $40. Economists call this the winner's curse. And they say eBay is a prime example of the way that competing bidders will work themselves into an irrational frenzy for something they think is scarce. But if customers really want something, the Bumbakas say it isn't their role to limit the price. Each evening after their children go to bed, the Bumbakas dash off 100 or more emails to winning bidders, telling them to send payment to Sheridan, while advising that goods won't be shipped until the checks arrive. "I try to be as friendly as I can in 2 seconds," Mrs. Bumbaka says, "but I don't have the time to do much more." Mr. Bumbaka is the lucky one who collects the morning mail, jammed with payments from dozens of faraway places. "It's like going fishing," he says, giggling, on a recent morning as he tugs an enormous clump of letters from his mailbox. Recently, the Bumbakas hired 2 full-time assistants to help process the barrage of orders. Because eBay's brand of commerce links total strangers, there is always the risk of a transaction going sour. The Bumbakas say that, to their surprise, they have been stuck with only about a dozen bad checks, while handling 40,000 shipments. But they have been briefly misled by pranksters, including a Massachusetts boy who placed a $10,000 order for 100 cow-shaped clocks with no intention of paying. Meanwhile, a handful of customers have complained that the Bumbakas can be annoyingly slow in shipping merchandise. "We've got our share of growing pains with this business," Mr. Bumbaka concedes. A bout of flu knocked out his family in February, and it took weeks to get caught up. The basement shipping department, run by Mr. Bumbaka, is an exercise in anarchy. Every corner is jammed with art prints, clocks, posters, and shipping cartons. A tractor is nearly invisible in the garage, buried under hundreds of mailing boxes and tubes. "It used to be even worse," Mr. Bumbaka says. "We lived in a smaller house until a year ago, and we had filled up the baby's room with boxes. There was just a tiny path that let us get to his crib." Most small businesses lease a postage meter for $30 a month or so. Not the Bumbakas. They hold down expenses by buying stamps once a week. But as their shipping volume soars, their postage needs are overwhelming Sheridan's post office. Each Monday, Mr. Bumbaka buys about $1,300 of stamps. Twice this year, he has emptied out the local inventory of high-denomination stamps. When he asks the clerk, "Do you have an armed guard to walk me to my car?" no one is quite sure if he's joking. For eBay's most intense power sellers, the online auction company can be the most real thing in their life. The Bumbakas hardly know their neighbors. but they swap Christmas presents and family updates with favorite customers in Hawaii and Michigan. Mrs. Bumbaka pores over her feedback rating on eBay every day, cherishing 3,000 positive comments from various customers and wondering what she did wrong to deserve 53 rebukes. And when the Bumbaka's 3-year-old daughter, Mallory, was learning to talk, one of her first words was eBay. Someday, Mr. Bumbaka says it won't be nearly so easy to make a good living from an internet flea market. He got an ominous warning of changing times when a fishing lure distributor withdrew exclusive rights to sell on eBay. The Bumbakas dropped that product line rather than fight it out with unwelcome new competitors. "We weren't doing that well with it anyway," Mrs. Bumbaka says, "but if their top distributors tried something similar, that could hurt business more severely." For now, the Bumbakas are thriving to the point that they are becoming local legends. A few weeks ago, a man in Rapid City, South Dakota called Mr. Bumbaka to ask for advice about selling Indian handicrafts over the internet. "I told him, 'This sounds like a consulting situation,'" Mr. Bumbaka recalls. "My rates are $40 an hour if you want to come out here and talk." "I didn't think we'd ever see him," Mr. Bumbaka says, "but the next Saturday he drove 225 miles to see us. We ended up talking for 4 hours, and he paid us right away." When you read a story like that of the Bumbakas, doesn't it make you believe that you too could pull off something like that? The next story I'm going to share with you is not quite as dramatic, but it is a great success story in the making. Our Ordinary People success story regarding auctions is about Robin Tungett. You can find her at www.auctionriches.com. Her eBay ID is Robin. Up until 3 years ago, Robin was the office manager for an industrial supplies company, valves, plumbing supplies, etc., where she had worked for 8 years. She started to dabble in the auction field on eBay and caught the bug. She would work 9 hours during the day at her regular job and then come home and spend another 9 hours figuring out the auction game. She immediately began to make money, expecting every month that the money would end. But her income from auctions soon exceeded her salary. Within 18 months, she quit her job to pursue auctions full-time. "My first real auction success was a product I created to help people set up their auction businesses. It was called Handy Home Page Helper. It took me 2 days to put it together. A neat little product, mostly information and links to some free software that people can use to format a nice little auction ad with colors. My husband laughed when I told him what I was planning on doing. But when I sold 194 copies at $10 apiece, he stopped laughing. I've probably sold over 20,000 of them in the past 3 years. On my website, I sell it for $14.99. On my auctions, it usually goes for about $9 or $10. My cost is less than a dollar. I must admit, the auction business has gotten quite a bit more commercial in the past year, so the prices aren't as good as they used to be. But there is still plenty of profit for the person who is willing to stick it out for the long term. This type of home-based business gives me the freedom to choose whatever hours I want to work. I work best at night, so around midnight I begin working on website design for other clients, which is another one of my income streams, and go until about 4 or 5 in the morning. Then I go to bed. I get up around 11 a.m., check my email, and fill a few orders. I spend most of the time answering emails. I'm a one-person business. Recently, I needed to come up with some extra cash quickly, so I created another product to auction. It's a CD-ROM called Auction Riches. It contains 5 different items, wholesale sources for various products, how to make money with your website, accepting checks online, etc. It took me a day and a half to put it together. I burned my own CD and immediately put it online. It's selling very well. After a while, you learn the tricks of the business. I noticed that most people didn't have any pictures on their auction site. So I added my picture, and sales increased right away. People don't want to deal with a nameless, faceless entity. If they can see you're a real person, it's easier for them to trust you. I try to keep my prices under $10. I think it's better to sell cheap because if people feel they got a good deal, they might check out my website and buy from me again. In fact, that's one of the major advantages of having an auction site. It gives you the opportunity to advertise your website. Every website that sells anything online should have an auction going on. It gives you great exposure. Online auctions offer an excellent opportunity to make money online. There is no other opportunity that allows everyone the ability to play on a level playing ground. Whether you're just looking to make a few extra bucks a week to pay the babysitter or hoping to earn a full-time income. Whether you're a work-at-home mom making a modest income or a big company with lots of inventory to sell, Everyone has the same opportunity to reach literally millions of people. Think about it. With only a little computer knowledge and a good auction ad, you can be selling things at a profit in your first week. Selling on online auctions can be very profitable. Not only that, but it can actually be a lot of fun as well. There is nothing more apt to put a huge grin on your face than going to your mailbox and finding it stuffed with envelopes full of money. Literally tens of thousands of people are making a full-time income with their online auction businesses. I've asked Robin to share some more of her multiple streams of auction income wisdom with you in the next few pages. She has graciously agreed to share some of her tips that have taken her several years to learn. Online auctions have been around since the mid-1990s, although it wasn't really until the late 1990s that their popularity began to explode. eBay.com is the king of online auctions, and while they are still the most popular, there are now literally thousands of auction sites to choose from. Many, like eBay, are general, person-to-person auction sites with many categories, covering just about anything you can think of. New specialized auction sites pop up every day. Online auctions provide a forum for anyone to sell just about anything. Most auctions charge a small fee to list your item for sale, plus a small commission once the item is sold. When you list an item for sale, you choose the opening price. From that point, those who are interested bid on your item. Most auctions run from a predetermined number of days. At the end of that time, whoever entered the highest bid wins the item. When you place an item for auction, you are promising that you have the item available. When you bid on an item that is up for auction, you are promising to pay the amount of your bid, plus any applicable shipping and handling charges if you submit the highest bid. It works much like a live auction, except for the fact that the bids don't continue for as long as people are bidding. Once the auction is over, it's over. When you win an auction, you remit the money to the sellers. After the sellers receive your money, they send you the item you bid for and won. It takes a lot of trust to send money to a stranger, of course. Mail order has been around for a long time, and many of us have sent money to brick-and-mortar companies, trusting that we will receive what we paid for. With online auctions, though, most often you aren't dealing with companies. You are dealing with individuals who may or may not be honest. This is where feedback comes in. Feedback is essentially the online auction user's reputation. It is a type of rating system that allows bidders and sellers to leave comments about each other. It is the only way for other bidders and sellers to find out who is trustworthy. Normally, there are three kinds of feedback: positive, neutral, and negative. Obviously, if you have a good experience dealing with someone, you would post a positive comment. If you've had a really bad experience that couldn't be resolved, you would post a negative comment. Neutral feedbacks do not express strong feelings one way or the other. Each positive comment results in a gain of 1 point. Each negative results in the loss of 1 point. Neutral comments neither add nor subtract from the rating. While viewing people's feedback files can help ease your mind about doing business with them, people who are just starting out have no feedback or perhaps a very low feedback rating. In this case, you have to make a judgment call and trust your instincts. Everyone starts at zero. Just because a person doesn't have a high feedback rating doesn't mean that individual isn't honest. My experience. I discovered eBay while it was still in its infancy. I was intrigued by the whole concept of people selling the types of things online that they would normally sell at garage sales and flea markets. I was amazed not only by the fact that people were trying to sell these items, but that people were actually buying them. This was when I first realized the true potential of online commerce. Here I was given the opportunity to sell anything I wanted from the comfort of my home and have it seen by literally thousands of people. Nowhere else would I get that kind of opportunity. I was excited by the concept and wanted to jump right in, only I didn't have a clue about what I was going to sell, nor did I know how to go about getting an account and placing an ad. I began my research. First, I figured out how to register and open an account. Then I had to find out what people wrote in their ads, how they described their items, what they charged for shipping, and how they collected their money. At the time, the majority of users didn't even have photos listed with their items for auction. The ads consisted of basic text description of the item. Imagine deciding to buy an item based on a written description alone and taking the seller's word for the item's condition. Unbelievably, people were not only buying things from complete strangers, they were buying them sight unseen. I was eager to jump in and sell something. At this point, I didn't care what it was. I just wanted to sell something and figure out how the auction really worked. After taking a look around my house, I decided to sell a software program that I no longer needed. It was a very specialized program that few people would be familiar with, much less want to buy. Although the item sold for about $350 retail, I knew I would never be able to sell it for that price, so it didn't matter to me how much it sold for. I listed the software for auction with a detailed description of what it was and what it was used for. I started the auction at a very modest starting price of $10 or so. Then I sat back and waited. The auction ran for 7 days, and I found myself logging on often to see if it had received any bids. My enthusiasm dwindled a bit after a few days when my auction hadn't received any bids. Finally, however, it received a few bids. Just before the auction closed, someone bid and won my software for $150. Now my enthusiasm returned. I had just made $150 on something that would have ended up in the trash. It was too specialized even to sell at a garage sale. The bidder who won the auction was ecstatic because he had wanted the software for a long time but couldn't pay full price for it. It ended up being a winning situation for both of us. That is the real beauty of auctions. Not only does the seller make money, but the bidder often gets a bargain. At this point, I was very excited. Even though I had made only one sale, my brain was working overtime thinking about how I could make more money. During the week, I had been looking at many of the auction ads. I even bid on a couple of inexpensive items so I could see how bidding worked from the bidder's viewpoint. I noticed the auctions that included photos seemed to get more bids than those that did not. I also noticed that auction ads written using the standard format, black text on a white background, didn't receive as many bids as the few that included color text and graphics using HTML. My first product. That's when the light bulb went off in my head. I had designed a few websites and knew things most of these sellers didn't. I could help them increase their sales by teaching them how to make their ads more appealing. I could show them how to add photos, color, and graphics. I now had a product to sell. At least this would give me the opportunity to really test the auction site and see how it all worked. It would give me the opportunity to raise my feedback rating while I came up with yet another idea. I got busy right away. I wrote instructions that anyone could understand, even those with very little computer knowledge. I created easy-to-use ad templates, so they wouldn't have to learn HTML. They would only have to insert their descriptions and information into the template. I found a few freeware programs that I knew would help them edit and upload their photos and customize the templates. I even included a freeware program that would allow them to easily create a web page. It didn't take me long to write the instructions and find the programs. What took the most time was learning how to package them all together for distribution as easily installable files that anyone could use without special training. Soon my package was ready. During this process, my husband noticed my frenetic activity and asked me what I was doing. When I explained, he laughed and told me I was wasting my time. No one would buy it. However, I wasn't going to let him spoil my enthusiasm. I named my product Handy Homepage Helpers, and I spent quite a bit of time putting my auction ad together. Since I was trying to sell a product that was supposed to help people create attractive ads that would sell their products better, my ad had to look great, and it had to sell them. Next, I had to come up with a price. I didn't know what to charge, so I listed my product in a few categories with a low price to see what people would bid. I was also concerned about what people would think of it. Would they think it was as great as I thought it was? Would they feel that their money was well spent? The bids started coming in pretty quickly. Within a couple of weeks, I had sold a modest number and built up my feedback a little. I received great responses from the people who purchased from me. I now knew that people not only wanted my product, but they also thought very highly of it. Now was the time to make the big move. I decided to put up a Dutch auction, where you list multiple identical items in the same listing. Thus, you can have only one ad and many winning bidders. eBay offered a super featured auction ad for a fee of $49.95 that would be listed on the front page of the auction site for all to see. It was a lot of money to spend without knowing for sure how well the auction would do, but I decided to give it a shot anyway and listed a quantity of 100 for sale. I was blown away by the response. Immediately, the bid started coming in. People were bidding so fast, I couldn't believe it. Before I knew it, 100 people had bid, and more bids were coming in. By the time the auction ended 7 days later, 184 people had bid on my auction. Although there could only be 100 winners, the 100 who bid the highest, the ones who didn't win wrote to ask if they could get copies too. Through that one auction ad, I sold 184 copies at $10 apiece. After my auction fees and the price of diskettes, envelopes, and postage, I netted over $1,500. Remember how my husband laughed at me? He laughed again, this time with amazement, as I opened my post office box and found it stuffed with envelopes full of checks, money orders, and cash. I was hooked, and I immediately relisted the auction. Although my sales for one auction never reached that amount again, they still continue to do very well. I began listing 2, 3, and 4 super featured auctions a week. Each time I listed an auction, I thought it would be the last one that did well, that the demand for my product would die, and that I would have to find something else to sell. As each month passed, my product continued to sell well. New people were logging on daily and discovering my offering. Those who had purchased from me were telling their friends, and they bought as well. Of course, other people started noticing the success I was having and came out with similar products of their own, hoping to cash in. As competition increased, my sales went down, but they never died. At the time I started selling on the auctions, I was working as a full-time office manager. I would go to the post office during lunch, pick up my mail, and bring it back to the office. I often sat in the lunchroom opening envelopes, sorting orders, and counting my money. Needless to say, this got everyone's attention. At first, they just stared in disbelief at the number of checks I neatly piled on the lunch table. Then they started asking me what I was doing to make all that money. When I tried to explain, no one knew what I was talking about because online auctions weren't well known at the time. Almost immediately, I was making more money with my auction sales than I was earning at my full-time job. Even so, I didn't expect the success to continue, so I held on to my job for another year and a half. During that time, I continued to improve and sell my original product. I also began to create other products. My most popular is a spin-off of my original idea. It's called Virtual Auction Ad Pro, a software program that creates nicely formatted auction ads with photos. Finally, I realized that between my full-time job and my at-home job, I was putting in way too many hours and wasn't able to do justice to either job. It was time to make a decision. I'll be honest, it wasn't an easy step to take. I was scared, unsure if I was making the right move, and worried that my husband might not want me to give up my job. He stood behind me and let me know that he would support whatever decision I made, which helped greatly. After 8 years with my company, I resigned and ventured into my own full-time business. Today, I'm selling my own products on the online auctions and operating several successful websites as well. I can honestly say that online auctions have changed my life. I saw the opportunity and jumped on it. It has been a wild ride so far. You too may find that the opportunity you are looking for is right in front of your eyes. Tips from a power seller. In 1999, eBay created a power seller program to recognize the top sellers on their auction site. In order to qualify as a seller must maintain a monthly sales volume of $2,000 or greater, must have at least 100 positive feedbacks, and must guarantee satisfaction. There are also other qualifications and perks to being a power seller. As soon as eBay announced its new program, I was invited to join. With the experience I have gained through my own auctions, I've learned quite a bit over the past few years. I will share with you some of the secrets that have helped my auction sales. Ready to get started? What will you sell? The first decision you have to make is what to sell. I suggest that you get a feel for how the auctions work by selling something you have in your house that you no longer need. This will give you the opportunity to learn how the system works. It will also allow you to sharpen your ad design and ad writing skills. Before listing an item, do a search on the auction and find out how much other people are charging for similar items. This will help you decide on a reasonable opening price. You can probably keep yourself fairly busy for a while, just getting rid of things you no longer need. Take a look around your house, your attic, and your garage for the following items: books, knickknacks, toys, clothing, purses, shoes, jewelry, kitchen items, albums, cassettes, 8-tracks, CDs, videos, video games, gifts you received but didn't like. These make great auction items. You may find you can easily get rid of all that junk that's been cluttering your house. Look for items at garage sales and flea markets. The key is to buy low and sell high, so pick up any item you feel pretty certain you could sell for more than you pay. After you've sold a few items, you will find yourself doing what I do, and I'm sure many others do as well. Almost everywhere I go, I see things and comment, I could sell that on eBay. Now my husband says it good-naturedly before I do. Although he has not sold anything online himself, my husband too has been bitten by the bug. He collects phonographs, and he once received a pencil sharpener that looked like a miniature Victrola as a gift. When he saw a similar pencil sharpener for sale on eBay, he brought it to my attention. Knowing that the pencil sharpener had come from the dollar store, we decided to purchase more and to resell. Choosing from a wide variety of pencil sharpeners in stock, we bought an assortment of about 25. I listed the phonographs one at a time, starting at $3.99 plus shipping and handling of $1.50. The shipping and handling fee covered nearly our entire cost, so the bid price would be pure profit. Much to our amazement, many people bid on the sharpeners, driving the price as high as $22 on a few of them. At this point, I was nervous. What if they received their purchase and weren't happy? What if they found out I paid only a dollar for them? What if everyone wanted to return them? We used my husband's account to test these items so that at least my feedback wasn't in jeopardy. I shipped the sharpeners and waited for complaints. Instead of complaints, I received positive feedback. I also received emails from the bidders thanking me and saying what a great addition they made to their collection. The most popular sellers seemed to be the sharpeners shaped like musical instruments, so we purchased more of these. I targeted my ads not only to pencil sharpener collectors, but also to people who played musical instruments. The average selling price ended up being between $12 and $15 for a product that cost $1. I can only imagine what the dollar store paid for them, since they too were making a profit. I sold these until my supply ran out. I grew tired of selling them, so I didn't bother to reorder. I have somewhat immortalized this product, though. Anyone who purchases my software, Virtual Auction Ad Pro, and looks at the sample ad will see one of the pencil sharpeners I sold during this time. The auction market is quite a bit more competitive these days, but it is still a great opportunity for those interested in putting forth the effort. Find a product. Look around and see what your interests are. Remember, it's important to enjoy what you're doing, so sell something that interests you. Of course, if you're anything like me, you are interested in anything that makes a profit. Do some research in your area. Do you have any wholesalers? Are there any closeout stores or auction houses? Do you have any friends in business who might be able to put you in contact with their suppliers? Have you invented something? Do you know of someone who has? My dear friend Marilyn, whom I met through eBay, happened to have some friends who were importers. Since they imported truckloads of Oriental items, she was able to get great deals through them. She quickly grew her online auction business, selling top-quality Oriental imports at excellent prices. Collectors were able to add to their collections at reasonable prices, while she made substantial profits. A former real estate agent, she now devotes all of her time to her online business. Another online friend I met through the auctions lives in the country, but was fortunate enough to find an auction house nearby that dealt in closed-out merchandise. She finds great products of all types at excellent prices and sells them online. Her auction sales enabled her to quit her full-time job. Yet another online friend sells mainly used books. She buys them at garage sales and closeout sales at bookstores and turns a tidy profit. She also made arrangements with an antique store to list its items on the auctions for a percentage of the profits. Many people are finding this a great way to make money, since they don't have to buy or ship products. They list the auctions and facilitate the sale between the bidder and the store. With the price of antiques, my friend earns a nice profit from the sale of a single item. Recently, she made $2,000 on one item. You could also consider doing what I have done. Take the knowledge you have on any given subject and profit by sharing that information with others. How-to products are very hot sellers, especially when it comes to helping others make money, lose weight, or otherwise enrich their lives. You can create booklets to mail or electronic books to download. The actual cost of producing this type of product is low compared to the profit it can generate. Your biggest investment is your time. If you offer the product for download, you won't even have duplicating and mailing costs. Create an irresistible auction ad. Now that you've found something to sell, you must decide what to write as your description. Your description is very important for a couple of reasons. First, you need to accurately and honestly describe the item you are selling. You need to think about it as an advertisement, because, after all, you want it to sell. If you type in a boring description of your item, it won't sell as well as if you make the description exciting and inviting. Think about what sells you when you see something online. Try using colors and graphics in your ads to make them look more attractive. You want the bidder to see your ad and think, "I've got to have that." Many auction software titles are available to help you create attractive auction ads without having any HTML knowledge. My software, Virtual Auction Ad Pro, http://www.auctionriches.com/vadpro.htm, was created to help both beginning and advanced sellers easily create attractive, colorful ads with photos. It is a simple, inexpensive utility that is easy to use and works on most auction sites. There are other excellent software titles available as well, ranging in price from free to over $100. Use keywords in your description. It's very important that you use keywords in your description. Many people use the search function to find products they are looking for. Think about what words people might type in if they were looking for what you were selling. Be creative. Try to use all relevant words somewhere in your description. You want your auction to be found. Using keywords in your title is most important. The title shows up when people are browsing the categories or doing searches. The title is really the most important aspect of your ad, because that is going to entice people to look at your auction ad. If your title doesn't interest them, they won't click. If they don't click, you most certainly won't get their bid. Other tricks to getting your title noticed: use all capital letters and symbols like the asterisk. Also, using the underscore symbol between each word causes your title to be longer, which will make it stand out from the other titles. Shipping methods. Make sure your auction ad states what your shipping policy is, how much the shipping charges will be, and whether there are additional handling charges. For instance, if an item is being shipped priority mail and you know it will cost $3.20 to ship, but you also want to cover costs of the special packaging materials, you might charge $4.50. Just make sure you clarify this for your purchaser. Example, shipping and handling via priority mail will be $4.50 in addition to the bid amount. That way your bidder knows exactly what the item will cost, including shipping, and won't be surprised by additional charges when the package arrives. State what method of shipping you will use. It helps when a bidder knows whether it's coming UPS, USPS, or by another delivery method. Bidders may prefer to use one address for USPS and another for UPS. You may also want to state that the item will ship within X number of days after payment is received. Some people ship daily, some twice a week, and some only once a week. Bidders have a tendency to have unrealistic expectations and assume that the moment you receive their payment, their package will be on its way. If bidders know up front that you ship only once a week, they will be more understanding. Methods of accepting payment. The methods of payment you accept will help a bidder determine whether to bid on your item. It's best to offer as many payment methods as possible. I offer payment by Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and emails BillPoint, as well as checks, money orders, and cash by mail. The majority of people will pay by credit card, but many still don't trust using credit cards online, or maybe they don't have a credit card. Therefore, accepting payments by mail is also a good option. Building your feedback. When first starting out, build your feedback by bidding on a few inexpensive auctions. Look for something you could use or perhaps some little something you could give as a gift. Making a few small purchases allows you to learn how the bidding process works, and it will allow you to build your feedback rating. Remember, your feedback will eventually be your reputation and the measure by which people make judgments about whether to do business with you. Always honor the bids you make and pay promptly. Always leave deserved feedback. If you take part in transactions and don't receive feedback, email the other parties and let them know you are trying to build your feedback rating and ask them nicely if they would leave feedback for you. It's also a good idea to include a note with your shipments, reminding your customers to offer online feedback if they are happy with the transaction. Make sure to include your auction user ID so they won't have to go searching for it. Make it easy so they will be more apt to leave a positive feedback for you. The best days and times to post. You may hear differing opinions on this subject, but I will give you what I believe to be the best days and times to post. The best day to post a 10-day ad is Thursday. You will get exposure over 2 weekends, and your auction will end on a Sunday. Sunday is a great day for auctions to end because many people are online and bidding on Sundays. A lot of people look for items on an auction's ending day because they want to get an item quicker and are hoping to find deals on items that haven't been bid up too high. Thursday is also the best day to post a 3-day ad because, again, it ends on Sunday. A 7-day ad will do best if posted on a Sunday and ending on a Sunday. The best time of the day to post your ad is in the evening. I live on the East Coast, so I try to post my ads late in the evening for the best results. If you post late at night, you will have exposure in all time zones in the United States. Your auction will end at the same time it started, so if you want it to be seen maximally by both the East and West Coasts, post so that your auction ends around 8 or 9 p.m. on the West Coast. That way, it will close at 11 p.m. or midnight on the East Coast. Set up an About Me page. eBay offers an About Me page that you can use for additional advertising. You can set it up like a mini business page showing the current items you have for auction along with some of your feedback comments if you choose. You can put a little information about yourself, maybe a photo, or some of your hobbies. I have learned through experimentation that sales go up when the bidders know something about you. If they can put a face behind the anonymous identity, they feel more comfortable bidding. There are rules for using an About Me page, so be sure to read them before you create it. If you'd like to see my About Me page, go to www.ebay.com. At the top of the main page, click on the search button. At the top of the next page, click on the Find Members button and enter my seller ID, which is the word Robin. Click on the search button and you will find my About Me page. You too can create a page like this to tell your auction customers about you. While you're online, check out my feedback profile. Return to the previous page, enter my seller ID, Robin, in the feedback profile box, and click the search button. This will show you a summary of the feedback people have given me about my service on eBay. I'm proud to say that, as of this writing, I have 3,986 positives, 45 neutrals, and only 7 negatives. If you're new to the auction world and would like to see how it works, go to www.ebay. At the top of the main page, click on the search button. On the next page, find the smart search bar and click on the Buy Seller button. Enter my seller ID, Robin. This will take you to a current list of my auction items. By clicking on the number of any item available for auction, you can see a photo of it with a link to my website at the bottom of the page. This will give you a good example of how you should set up your own auction business. Sell more with a web page. If you want to make even more money through online auctions, consider creating a web page. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, and you don't have to be a web designer. Simple sites can be very effective if planned properly. If you are only a casual auctioneer, selling items you're trying to get rid of or items you found at garage sales and flea markets, you can still make money with your own web page. Affiliate programs are an excellent way to start. Create a link from your auctions to your web page. When people visit your web page, they just might click on one of your affiliate links. If they do, that's money in your pocket. Obviously, there are many excellent affiliate programs that you could join. Try to join those that would be of interest to your target audience. Don't underestimate the revenue potential of affiliate programs. I personally have deposited over $1,000 in affiliate checks in a single month. Not all months are that good, but wouldn't $50, $100, or $300 a month be a nice income for simply linking to other people's sites? I think so. If you run a business and sell on the auctions, you most definitely should have a web page. If you have duplicate items that you sell on the auctions, by listing your item on the auction and also on your web page, some people may forego the auction process and buy directly from your site, even at a higher price. But be careful. On eBay, you are allowed to link to your web page, but you can't have the same item listed there at the same price or lower. It must be listed at a higher price, even if just a few pennies higher. If you sell your own software and information like I do, a web page is a definite must. People pay full price for items on my website, even when the same item is listed for 30 to 40% less on the auction. Why? Some people just don't want to wait for the auction to end. Some are browsers, but have never registered with the auction site and don't want to go through the bother. Some just don't understand the whole auction process. Regardless of the reason, my sales go up when I list my items in both places. you can learn from my experience. Double your sales with back-end products. Back-end products are items you offer to your customers after you have already made a sale. If you sell something and you have other items for sale, let your customers know. A good time to let them know about your other products is when you send them instructions about how to pay. Offer a discount if they purchase another item at the same time. Include a flyer about your other products when you ship items. If customers are happy with your service, they will be more likely to purchase from you again. Excellent customer service is top priority. I am proud of my feedback record on eBay. One glance at my 3,500-plus positive comments shows that one of my main priorities is customer service. Without a doubt, customers are the most important aspect of any business. Treat your customers honestly and give them the best service you can. Above all else, how you handle customer service is going to make or break you. Remember that an angry customer will tell everyone they know about how poorly your business is run. A happy customer might tell one or two people. Even if you process your orders quickly and ship on time, things will go wrong on occasion. A shipment will get lost. An order will get mixed up or misplaced. Your customer may just decide to contact you with questions. It doesn't necessarily have to be due to a problem. The best advice is to treat your customers as you expect to be treated when you are a customer. If there is a problem, be honest. Don't tell someone an order has been shipped when you know it hasn't. Online auction sites. The three best-known online auction sites are as follows. eBay, www.ebay.com. Amazon, www.amazon.com. Yahoo, www.yahoo.com. For an extensive listing of the many other online auction sites, visit www.internetauctionlist.com. Auction software and resources. For a list of software available to help you with your online auctions, as well as a listing of auction management sites, auction counters, photo hosting, and more, visit either one of my websites, www.auctionriches.com, www.virtualnotions.com. This is your auction mentor, Robin K. Tungett, wishing you well as you begin to build your own multiple streams of auction income. Chapter 16, Automatic Pilot, Making Money 24/7, 365. Well, that is a lot of information to digest. If you're not careful, it will overwhelm you into inaction. Here is what I recommend. 1. Go back and reread Chapter 9. 2. Go online and launch one of the free do-it-yourself websites at either vstore.com or bigstem.com. What's the cost? Zip. Zero. Zilch. 3. After you followed instructions, you should be staring at a glowing computer screen at a website that you have just designed by yourself from scratch. It should be complete with an opening greeting, a nice piece of visual art, your address, and even a map to your office, a survey questionnaire, a tool for collecting names, and a catalog ready to be filled with wonderful things to offer the world. 4. Then go back to page 75 in Chapter 6 and stare at the big picture. This is what your online business will look like when it is fully functioning. You'll have leads flowing in from search engines, online and offline ads, online and offline PR, affiliate programs, and more. 5. Do whatever it takes to start filling up your maybe lake. It may take months or years, but eventually, this one activity done well will generate income for the rest of your life, 24/7, 365. If you'd like to see how a website has been designed and constructed to take advantage of all of the ideas that you've read in this book, come visit me at www.robertallen.com. I wish you well on your journey. Godspeed.